What's up? I'm Ross Bolin, and I'm here with my co-host, Dylan Chivalry.
Hey, Billy.
And welfare extraordinaire, Dan Regester.
What up?
At Grand X Media headquarters in Austin, Texas, for another episode of Backdoor Cover, where every week we talk college football, sports betting, and how to satisfy yourself to completion without using your hands or feet.
It's all mental, Bill. It's all mental.
Just straight mental.
Can you think your way to orgasm?
I don't. We're going to talk about it later in the show.
I bet producer Micah can.
Before we dig into week 10, check out Man Outfitters at manoutfitters.com. From great-looking game day apparel to Yeti apparel and coolers, Patagonia, Travis Matthew, Mizzen and Man, Cole Haan and Costa, Man Outfitters will make sure you look great on game day. Again, that's manoutfitters.com. They've got some fantastic holiday sales coming up, so keep an eye out on manoutfitters.com. Dan, let's talk about some sports.
Hey, what a game last night,
Let's do it. I mean, we should probably just, get right into the World Series.
We are no longer a college football podcast. We will talk only about Cubbies baseball.
It was just an incredible night for baseball.
God.
Incredible.
I mean, it's nice because baseball is a sport that is way too boring to watch all year, and there's 474 games, so it's just like, it's nice when the season pays off with a World Series like that.
That's incredible. That
meaningful that the whole country can enjoy. I mean, that was insane.
Imagine riding that emotional roller coaster as a Cubs fan.
I can't.
Or an Indians fan.
Yeah.
It would have put me under.
I cannot imagine. And I mean, I couldn't stop thinking about that while I'm watching the game. I'm like, I'm freaking out.
Yeah, I was legit stressed out watching that.
It was like I had no horse in the race. It was no longer enjoyable because I was like so on edge.
Yeah.
And I had no fucking stock in this thing. I had like I bet the under, which was fucked, pretty much from the first at bat when Kluber
gives up a home run to Fowler.
Immediate home run to noted ex-Astro
Dexter.
But I just it's hard for me to be that into a baseball game. I don't think I'll ever be as into that game unless the Astros are in the World Series.
Well,
which will probably never happen.
I started to lose interest in about the fifth inning when I think it was 6-3.
But right. Then,
yeah,
it was 5-1 at one point.
5-1 at one point, and then they bring in David Ross and Lester. And at first, I'm like, that's not the greatest move because I mean,
people were destroying Madden.
Real quick, I was gonna say Madden. I'm sure every sports podcast in the world is gonna be talking about this today, but he really mismanaged the pitcher.
He almost blew
even
that.
Even Francona, both of them
bringing
sucked.
In. On game six, when he brought in Chapman, I almost came out of my fucking chair. I was so upset. I was like, what are you doing?
He was clearly exhausted
in game six.
It's amazing that when that happened in game six or game five, whichever game.
Game six. Five and six. He went two and a half.
And Twitter went nuts, being like, what the hell is he doing? Why bring Chapman in this early? What if they need him in game seven? What if he doesn't perform? Like, Madden's going to look like an idiot. When Twitter ends up being right, you really fucked up.
Because in game five, he went
two and two-thirds in game five.
So basically three innings.
I think two and one-third.
You know he got
closer.
You know he got the win last night?
Yeah.
Barely. He also choked his girlfriend.
That too. He did that.
That's lost amongst this.
Dude,
it's
weird because Major League Baseball players get way less, I guess, like backlash
for domestic violence.
So the case was dropped. I think.
Right. Well, she dropped the charges.
I think she got some hush money.
But
basically.
He fucked up. I mean, and look, man.
Baseball suspended for 30 games. So obviously,
right?
They
no, I mean, he's a human being. He's entitled. Everybody makes mistakes. That's a pretty big mistake. It's just interesting to me that he did not get roasted like an NFL player would, or really just the NFL,
like Ray Rice did.
Well, I mean, there's video.
Which was bad.
I think the difference is there's video.
That's true, yeah.
Clocked.
But no, all in all, it was an unbelievable series.
But I loved last night when I saw Chapman didn't have his stuff. It was very clear from
he was just spent.
I thought it was going to be the ultimate karma, and he was going to blow the whole game.
Because he wasn't hitting 100. He was hitting like 98, 99.
Well, he hit 100 on like his first throw, and that was it.
Yeah, and then he was under 100 the entire time. Wasn't hitting his spots. He was clearly...
Oh, he had no control.
And then the night before, too, he either hurt his knee or his ankle covering first base. And he that was the first time he ever covered first base, like,
right. Well,
in his career,
because he covered because the game prior, he fucking stood on the mound like a doofus and made that easy single. But
one thing I'm disappointed in though, and I touched on this earlier, is So the Red Sox curse has been ended.
Right. And by now, the same GM.
And now the Cubs curse, I don't know if you call it a curse, but their streak has ended. And I don't like that.
Well, you call it a curse. It was a curse.
The city of Cleveland's 108
years.
Like, the LeBron broke that earlier in the year.
Yeah.
I like stuff like that.
What's the best curse right now?
That's my point. There's not one.
They're
anymore.
Shitty. When they showed the list, the Indians won.
Baseball
the
had
ones.
Two great ones, and here they ended within a decade of each other.
Right.
And I hate that.
And it's all Theo's fault.
Theo was a hell of a.
I think he. Should he have taken Kluber out a little earlier, put in Andrew Miller? But Andrew Miller didn't have his stuff either. I feel like he spent Miller.
All the bullpens were just exhausted. But all in all, it doesn't get much better than that. That was pretty incredible.
I wanted the game to keep going though.
Congrats to Cubs fans, but the streak's over, and I'm a little sad about that.
Yeah, it is. The sports world lost something, but Chicago gained something.
Yeah,
That's pretty much it.
Twitter was fun last night, dude. Did y'all see that guy who in 2014 predicted Cubs Indians World Series extra innings?
Is that real though?
Ends in a tie.
There's a timestamp on it. How can you fake it?
Oh, that one. Yeah, no, I saw the tweet. But see, here's the thing. I've seen accounts like this before, where they tweet out every single possibility.
Oh, really?
In like 2012.
They'll go back and delete.
And then
all
they
the
go
ones.
Back and delete everything except for the one that became accurate.
That was pretty specific, though.
Dude,
he said extra.
But it's
innings.
Happened before. I'm telling you.
And then he said the apocalypse, and then the rain delay hit. I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, I was actually rooting for the fucking world to end.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm ready, man. I've had my fill of this. Let's roll.
Was that the shortest rain delay in the history of the Major League Baseball?
It was really short. What was funny is also that if you looked on the weather radar. It looked like all hell was about to break loose. Like it looked like there could be rain for 3-4 hours, push it into the night, have to play again tomorrow. And I was kind of rooting for that too.
But yeah, I was with you though. I was cheering for the Four Horsemen to come down. Like,
yeah, disappointed that we're still here. If I'm gonna be frank,
yeah, I didn't want to come in. I didn't want to come to the studio.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Oh,
and I'm still getting paid.
Yeah, I mean it's been almost a month since I've retired. We're gonna go retire.
But
you
do look like you're enjoying retirement. Like retirement's done
you
some good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean I have nothing to do, so I just go to the gym.
You got good color right now.
Yeah. That's from the golf course.
Oh, okay.
Golf tan, looking slim.
Yeah. By the way, Bill, it is gloomy as fuck over your shoulder. It is dark outside. What's going on?
It's probably gonna rain.
Maybe the apocalypse is a little bit late.
The Four Horsemen wanted to enjoy the end of the game.
They wanted to give the Cubs their day.
Looks mean outside.
Do we have other shit to talk about before we bring Timmy on?
What about that video of the grandpa who?
Yeah,
oh
that
my
was a good one.
Okay, the other Theo dropping a fuck you on live TV was pretty incredible. Did you see that?
No.
So he's being interviewed after the game when he's clearly had some champagne or whatever, and he was saying how friends of his were texting him congratulations before the game was actually over, and he was like. Yeah, so I was getting text messages, and I'm like, fuck you. And he says that out loud during the interview. It was awesome.
Is there anyone better at their job than Theo Epstein?
He's
broken
good.
Two curses.
I don't know. But that just that last night, just cement, I mean, he'll get into the Hall of Fame for that.
Do GMs get in the Hall of Fame?
He will. You cannot break two curses of that magnitude and not be in the Hall of Fame. I mean, what if...
Can he just name his salary at this point?
I would think so.
Is he even 40?
I don't know. He looks young.
He's young as shit, right?
He's just a genius.
God. Yeah. And he did that. Him and Bill Murray did an interview where...
Ugh.
We don't have to get it too much.
He's 42.
Okay, Theo's 42. Theo unloaded an entire champagne bottle point blank into Bill Murray's eye sockets, and Bill Murray couldn't open his eyes the rest of the interview. And I think, and this is a theory, I think Bill Murray might be blind now. I haven't seen him since this interview took place, but I think I'm putting money on that he lost eyesight in both eyes.
Well, Bill Murray's hungover today, for sure.
Oh, for sure.
This is an unpopular opinion. I like Bill Murray, but I just, anytime he goes somewhere, everyone's like, oh man, it's Bill Murray. How funny is that?
It has become a bit much. The pop culture like sensationalism of it is a little overblown.
He is the most beloved celebrity probably in America.
But his Take Me Out to the Ball Game was trash.
He's universally beloved.
What was that? That Daffy Duck?
Yeah.
He's just
Take Me Out to the
Ball
Game.
He's kooky, man.
But he's, yeah, he's just...
He tried a little too hard to be kooky there. It didn't fit.
He's a nut. He's just a weird old dude who had an incredible successful career as a hilarious person, and now he's just going around doing whatever the fuck he wants for the rest of his life.
I mean, he's done that his whole career, though. He doesn't have an agent, right? You have to, like, contact him. You have to actually contact
you
him.
Yeah, you have to leave a voicemail on his
phone. He has a direct phone to a voicemail. He's crazy. Like, you always hear those stories about Bill Murray, like, showing up at a random bar in, like, a random town and, like, going behind the bar and starting to serve drinks for people, which is illegal, but nobody cares because it's Bill Murray.
Like I said.
And there's stories of him just going up to, like, somebody at a restaurant and taking a bite of their sandwich and be like, no one will believe you.
No. Yeah, exactly.
Like, I like stories like
no
that.
No one will believe
when
you.
When he shows up to events and everyone's like, oh, my God, it's Bill Murray. Like,
ah, Bill Murray. Yeah, no, I'm with you a little bit. It's a bit.
It gets a little old.
It's over the top.
He has an all access pass to everything in your life.
Right.
He can do whatever.
It's also
he has
the key to the city for the entire country.
Yeah.
It's also partially like jealousy, like because you can't achieve that level of cool.
No, that's true. Like no one's like I'll never become that.
Like
nobody.
Like,
will.
It's impossible. Yeah. No. I mean he's a legend at this point, a living legend, which is very hard to do. All right, now it's time to connect with Tim Livingston from theleadsports.com, who we have on every week. Hit theleadsports.com, check out their website, and subscribe to their newsletter so every morning you can wake up with some great sports-related emails in your inbox. Timmy, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Ross. How are you?
Good, man. I'm here with Dylan and Dan as well.
What's going on, Timmy?
Did you guys get some sleep after that game last night?
Very little.
Not really, to be honest.
How awesome was that?
I don't know if it's related to the game. I think I just have insomnia now. I don't sleep anymore.
I think I follow you on Twitter, and I would definitely diagnose you with insomnia. I don't know if you guys know this about me. My dad is from Cleveland. And I don't root for the Cavs or the Browns. I care about one team in the world. There's only really one team that I irrationally and deeply care for, and it's the Cleveland Indians.
Oh no.
I am
sorry, Tim.
You know, you can't hate on the Cubs. I mean, I didn't want them. It's one of those things where I wanted to win so bad. It's not like we're playing the Red Sox or something where I just wanted the other team to lose.
If you're gonna lose a World Series in seven games, that was probably best case scenario in terms of you have to respect the history behind it and how good of a series it was and all that.
100%. It's not like the Marlins in '97.
No, I feel like it's the opposite. I feel like you want to lose to a team that like nobody cares about because if it's You're a part of history on the wrong side by losing to the Cubs. Like, you're forever immortalized as the team that lost to the Cubs after 108 years.
Yeah, but I'd rather be in that situation than be in some meaningless World Series that everybody forgets about and never talks about again.
Oh, like the 2008 Philadelphia Phillies, Tampa Bay Rays World Series where we won in five and the game five was split in half.
Or like when the Astros were in the World Series and got swept by the White Sox. Like, that sucks. Nobody cares. You know what I mean?
Nobody cares.
Yeah. But let's talk about some rankings. Some college football rankings.
The old Pac-12 getting no love because it's a shitty shit McShit conference.
That is true. That's how everybody describes it. Shitty shit McShit.
Let's just read it off. We got Bama 1. This is the college football playoff rankings. Clemson 2, Michigan 3, and A&M at 4.
So the first three teams there are undefeated, and then you have the one loss. Texas A&M.
And then
the undefeated Washington is just outside at number 5.
Yeah.
Does anybody know how this works?
It's a committee.
Is it
a committee of idiots?
Condoleezza Rice.
How the fuck is A&M in this?
Okay, so here is how they probably justified it. Was A&M, their only loss is to Bama. They kept it close like through three quarters, and they got the doors blown out in the fourth. But they have wins over Auburn. That win's looking a lot better now. Auburn's, I think, 9. They are.
Yeah.
Not the same team. Like that. The team they beat, the Gus Malzahn coached Auburn team they beat in the beginning of the season was not the same team that they are now.
Right.
But that looks much better on paper now. They beat Tennessee, who's trash. But Washington hasn't really beaten a team other than last week at Utah.
What about Ohio State or Louisville?
Ohio State lost to Penn State, Louisville. I mean, Louisville, you can make an argument for Louisville, too, but they just barely beat the University of Virginia.
It's just ridiculous to me that a loss to Alabama, even if it's one where you get the shit kicked out of you in the fourth quarter, doesn't even count as a loss in the eyes of this committee.
No, it's
like they might as well be undefeated.
Yeah, it's kind of a win for them.
Right.
Yeah.
It is. It's a better that loss is a better win than Louisville's win over Virginia,
which is insane.
Is insane.
Which kind of makes sense though. Virginia is a trash team, even though they have the best name in sports, Bronco Men and all.
They do.
Bronco.
Good old Bronco. That's Charlottesville, Virginia is the most beautiful place on planet, or at least in the country. Side note, I went to school out there, not at Virginia.
That's not sarcasm?
Nearby.
Tim?
Sorry, Dan, what?
That's not sarcasm? I've never
Not. Charlottesville is the most beautiful. If you drive around, like, Monticello in that area, it is the most, not that we're here to talk about foliage and fall scenery, but it is, like, just orgasmically beautiful.
Do you have a fall fetish, Tim?
I do. I fucking love fall, especially out here in California where it's 80 degrees and, you know, the leaves, it's just, I crave a little bit of weather right now.
Oh, man, everybody feels so fucking bad for you.
Tim's a big seasons guy. He loves the seasons.
You're just in the
I'm with Tim on this. I love it.
But he lives in fucking L.A.
I know. When the weather changes, I get excited.
I think Tim just wants to roll around some leaves.
Yeah.
I do. I've never raked leaves in my entire life.
I will say this. There's no way in hell A&M ends up in the playoff. Let's just get that out of the way
right now. Okay, so since the college football playoff rankings have been released.
They're going to lose.
There's always been two SEC teams in the first initial playoff rankings, but they have never had, like, initial rankings have never been the final rankings. So you don't really have to worry about it.
I mean, how many weeks do we have left?
It'll work itself out.
Six?
Four or five.
Not
four?
Many.
I think four or five.
I just have faith that the Aggies will choke, nothing against my A&M friends and family, but.
Well, it's kind of concerning because A&M doesn't really play anyone. They have Mississippi State, Ole Miss. Those are two very winnable games. UTSA, fuck them. They're gonna beat UTSA.
And LSU.
And it's gonna come down to LSU.
But they have
and if and if Bama runs the table, A&M could if they win out, they could not play in the SEC championship game and still get in.
A&M could easily win their last four games. Easily.
Oh, God, please no.
Because they have LSU. They have LSU at College Station. So it's not like they even have to go to Baton Rouge.
I would rather see Bama win than A&M.
Look, like, three of those are home games, too. They only go to Mississippi State, and then the rest of them are at home.
Maybe the Roadrunners will redeem themselves and just upset A&M.
Their schedule finishes home, home, home. That's pretty awesome for them.
Yeah, good for them. Fucking A&M.
Hey, Dan, who's Washington have left?
We can pull that up right now.
Mike could pull that up for us.
I mean, they have, I think, pretty. Yeah, they have Cal this week, USC, Arizona State, Washington State. Washington State.
Interesting.
Yeah, those are good teams. Like, Washington State, I think, is 25th now after. They're 6-2. USC is looking better, so I feel like that if they can knock off USC, that'll look good. And then the Pac-12.
Yeah, if they sweep that, they're probably in.
And then the Pac-12 championship, they'd probably get, if maybe our Buffs went out, they could get Colorado in the Pac-12 championship.
It's time to make this thing a 10-team playoff.
No. I'm good with four. It'll work itself out.
No, I'm just kidding.
I like four.
I don't really care. I just don't want the Aggies in there. That's all I care about.
I think if Washington goes undefeated, you can't leave them out. Like, they're not going to have A&M over Washington if Washington wins out.
I hope you're right.
I think this is solely based off the schedule that they've played before. And, like, Washington hasn't played anybody. They played Rutgers. They played Stanford, they played Stanford with McCaffrey. But they rolled Stanford. But Stanford's clearly not any good. Oregon's awful.
Who else is on the committee besides Condoleezza Rice? Anybody notable?
I think rich
old white guys.
I think Archie Manning's still on it. He's, like, hanging around.
So they just, like, killed two birds with one stone and were like, well, we need a black person and we need a woman. Let's get Condoleezza Rice to even this thing out.
How did Condi Rice make it onto that?
I just explained it to you. Just
they
a
killed,
bunch of old white guys.
So many, think about the Masters. She's a member at Augusta for the.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Barry Alvarez is on the committee. So maybe.
It's
hey, Barry Alvarez.
Oh, and Tyrone Willingham.
Is Hispanic, okay?
They do have Tyrone Willingham on there.
Good.
Noted black man. huge diversity on this committee.
But hey, maybe Jared was right. Maybe Wisconsin can sneak into the back door with this thing. If with Barry Alvarez on the committee.
There's 10 white guys, producer Micah just counted. 10 old white men, Condoleezza Rice, and Tyrone Willingham.
And Barry Alvarez, I think, is Spanish, right?
The name. See, Condi Rice has about as impressive of a resume as you can get.
Condi Rice is whiter than I am.
But nothing sports related?
Oh, you're gonna go that route? You'd be like, she didn't play the game of football,
no,
so she
I'm not saying she didn't play.
What the fuck?
What about Dane? What are you talking about? What
Why
about
is
her
she
career?
On here?
Exactly. What about her career?
Everybody else, director of athletics, coach, director of athletics, coach, NCAA executive.
They're all sports people.
And then
Condi Rice.
Condi Rice.
She's the only woman though.
Dan, you're missing the entire point.
No, I get it.
Can we shut Dan's
here's,
mic no, off?
Here's what her here's what her bio says: Stanford University professor, former Stanford provost, and former United States Secretary of State. None of those things have anything to do with anything that has anything to do with picking college
she
football.
She was twice named the most powerful woman in the world by Forbes magazine.
Not the most powerful woman in sports, though.
In the world, I think world trumps sports.
That's like saying
I think she follows sports. Like I think.
Yeah, I think
mean,
no,
I think
no. She's a college football fan.
She's a best-selling author. I will say I respect that as a best-selling author. It is important to have a best-selling author on the committee.
But if you were to pick a woman for the committee, like, what's a job you would want that woman to have in the past?
Any sports job?
I would counter with why does it have to be a woman? One and two. Yeah, how about someone who knows something about sports? Dan, you're missing it.
Like a former athletic
Doris
trainer.
Burke. Or who are some of the ESPN anchors trying to think of?
Yeah, let's get that chick from Indiana.
I think they want to avoid the whole writer, like sports writer factor, like how baseball has like the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, the sports writers Hall of Fame
because
firewall that they put up is
they're very subjective and they have their own like they have their own you know.
No.
I mean, they have their
standard.
Own
standard. They have their nice own standard. Ridiculous standard that you have to adhere to. I mean, none of the steroid guys will ever get in, even though...
Baseball writers. Why are we on...
They're dude, they're... I mean, sports writers in general, right, guys? What a bunch of fucking cocksuckers.
I know. Losers.
But
losers, the lot of them.
In particular, it's incredibly pretentious.
I would like to see a former WWE female wrestler on the college football committee.
Yeah.
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 That's what I want. Timmy, you got anything else for us?
No, not really, guys. It should be another fun week of foosball.
Yeah, we've got some good Thursday games we were talking about earlier. UCLA, Colorado tonight, and Oklahoma, Iowa State should both be relatively enjoyable.
Yeah, Oklahoma, I don't know. I haven't really watched much Big 12, but I've watched enough of the UCLA dumpster fire to advocate for Jim Mora getting the fuck out of there.
Is Rosen done for the season?
I think so. I think they'll, I mean, the season's done anyway, but what really pissed me off, and I think I've ranted about this before, is Josh Rosen, you know, speaks out against the NCAA intelligently, and Mora, you know, starts shutting him up and comparing him to Johnny Manziel for just having an intelligent opinion about the, I'm not a big Jim Mora fan, if you can't tell.
Well, he also had a hot tub in his dorm room.
Yeah, that's fucking.
Yeah,
that's what he should.
Yeah,
he should also be getting paid $50,000 a game.
Yeah,
at least.
All right, Timmy. Well, thanks for joining us. As always, check out theleadsports.com and subscribe to their newsletter. We will talk to you next week.
Bye, Tim. I love you.
All right, boys.
Love you, Tim.
Love you too. Later, guys.
Love you. Bye. Real quick, let's talk about the big baller money you can make this week betting mybookie.ag. Join now, and mybookie will throw you a bonus of some kind. Use the promo code BACKDOOR, that's one word, to activate the offer at mybookie.ag, where you can get money down now and score a big win. They have in-game live betting, so you can even place a bet after kickoff. You play, you win, you get paid. Expert or rookie, you got to check out MyBookie. So hit mybookie.ag and sign up today. We got some Thursday games to talk about. We got a big one. The biggest Thursday game we've had thus far. UCLA against our Buffs, number 15 Colorado.
Rise up. Rise up, Buffs.
Go, Buffs.
Is that a thing? Is Rise Up a thing that they do?
Yeah, it's a thing.
Oh.
It's another one of their things.
Okay.
Our things. Colorado's minus 13 tonight against UCLA.
Dan, I'm not going to lie. At the beginning of the season when you were like all about the Buffs, I was like, I wasn't all about it.
You didn't get the bit.
I wasn't. Don't call it a bit.
I was hesitant.
You can't give away bits, Dan.
I was hesitant to buy into the Sco Buffs movement that Dan started during episode one. Now I've been all in for weeks. So.
I've been looking for Buff's pajamas online to purchase for myself. I'm just all about them.
I mean, I guess you just never saw the pump up video going into the season. It was a month before the season started.
No, we saw it.
I wrote about it.
You put it on the website,
right? I don't know if you read the website.
I read it sometimes.
Yeah, from time to time. But yeah, no. That if you just watch that, I watched that. Like I had that on loop for about an entire day after I wrote about it.
Well, that's weird.
Yeah. So that's how I bought into it.
And you could just feel it. You could feel this season was going to be magical.
I could feel it in my veins.
Like against the spread.
Yeah. I mean, they're undefeated against the spread. And they're 15 in the country now?
Six and two, 15 in the country, undefeated.
Against the spread.
Against the spread.
Honestly, I couldn't have asked for a better situation.
They have one loss, though. Is that correct?
Two.
They
have two losses.
That's great.
They're going to cover tonight. Yeah. And I've got them in a money line parlay. I'm pumped.
But good losses, though. They lost to Michigan. And they lost to USC, who's obviously on the up and up. USC is a lot better than they were in the beginning of the season. But, no Rose in the night for UCLA. I think the Buffs cover pretty easily.
The other game isn't all too bad either. It's number 14 Oklahoma against Iowa State. Iowa State's plus 20.5.
Is it at in Ames?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
It's a different team in Ames. Weird things happen in Ames.
Those are big games for a Thursday night.
Yeah, I like both of them. Yeah, it's in Ames.
Yeah, give me...
Jack Trice Stadium.
Give me the Cyclones plus 20.5 in Ames.
I agree with you.
Just because weird things happen.
Yeah, I agree.
It feels like it could be one of those nights.
I mean, Oklahoma's going to win that game, but it's going to come down. It might even go into overtime.
They're
gonna
Dan, did UCF ever have a Thursday night game while you were in school? I have to think that's like the best tailgating, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone skips class.
Well, no, they let us out of class early. So, like, classes end at, like, noon. On a Thursday, if the game's at like 7, and
I'm still skipping.
I would assume it's not as good of a tailgate. It's a better after party, right? Because Saturday tailgate, there's something about it being on Saturday.
When you can simultaneously tailgate and skip class, that's a party.
And for UCF too, it was always bigger on Thursday because we had a nationally televised game.
It kind of has like the snow day effect. Like you're supposed to be in school, but you're not, so it adds an extra element of fun to it.
And if you do college right, you never have classes Friday. So like
right,
yeah,
I never had a Friday class.
Man,
we didn't even have a Thursday night game. You couldn't have a Friday class if you wanted a Friday class. The first 2 years I was at Texas State,
they didn't exist.
Yeah,
the school was like, "Oh fuck it, nobody's gonna go to these."
I remember that.
It was awesome.
Yeah, they cut them off.
And then they brought them back, and everyone was like, "Oh, what is this? Friday class? No." The NFL game tonight is Atlanta versus Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is plus 4.
I don't know. Tampa Bay is kind of weird. They're competitive.
Jameis is my starting fantasy quarterback this week.
Yikes!
So
I got Matt Ryan.
Have they cut their kicker yet? Or are they just riding?
I think they're just letting him do his thing.
He's still there.
What? He's the rookie, right?
He's the rookie they drafted.
They drafted
in the second
him round. Like, yeah, you can't cut him.
Kid from FSU.
Based on the shittiness of the NFL this year and the relative quality of the two Thursday college football games, there's no way I'm watching Atlanta Tampa Bay.
I am, but only because fantasy football. I have a lot of horses in that race.
Here's a question. I've got Big Ben, right, who's potentially coming back this week, but God, I have no idea how healthy he'll actually be on the field. And I've got Jameis has been my backup, who's filled in nicely for me. But Jameis plays tonight. I have to start Jameis, right?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I haven't really paid attention to Atlanta. Is their defense any good?
No, not
I know,
really.
I know Matt Ryan's been tearing it up, but I don't know.
Offensively, they're great. Yeah. Defensively, meh.
Yeah.
Quarterbacks have done well against Atlanta.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like Winston puts up numbers with those receivers.
This is just an example of what's going to happen. I'm going to start Jameis. It's not even a question.
He'll throw for like 100 yards.
And then Big Ben's going to put up like, you know, 6 touchdowns on Sunday and break my fucking heart. Check out the @TFMTailgate Instagram account. It's where we're hosting all of our college football related content. So photos and videos, DM all your tailgate stuff to us, and we'll get all the good stuff up on there. Also, check out our pick'em pool on foxsports.com. You can find it by going to our Twitter page, twitter.com/backdoorcover. It is pinned to the top. Even if you haven't been playing in the pick'em pool with us the whole year, it's just a week-by-week thing. So the winner each week gets a prize, a $50 gift card to manoutfitters.com. So check out the pick'em pool. Pick some games against us. Who's winning that thing right now? I think I'm in third now.
It's not this guy. I know that.
Certainly not you. Dan dropped out.
I have no access to it.
Dan quit the pool.
Yeah.
Anyway, get in there.
I've been busy, Bill. You know, I've been flying kites in New York, selling kites. I actually flipped that business.
That
was quick. I sold the business, yeah.
Oh, wow. Congrats,
That's why I'm back. Sold the business, took the money, put it in my bookie, and then I lost it all. So back to square one.
An entrepreneur's, that's pure entrepreneurship right there.
I'm just on to my next business.
I have 69 points in our pick 'em pool.
I think you quit.
69.
Yeah. Did you see Gronk scored a 69 touchdown to break the Patriots record last weekend?
Yes, because really him and his entire family have been chanting 69 literally every second since
like
then.
Like, that right there just tells me the world's not real.
That Gronk has 69 touchdowns?
To break the Patriots' all-time touchdown record by not a quarterback, I think it's 69, that's too perfect for Gronk.
It's just one of those beautiful parts of life where it just works out.
Gronk's a grown-ass man who loves the number 69 so much. It's his favorite thing.
He's like a 13-year-old
toddler,
pubescent boy.
Yeah.
That just loves, like, playing with his dinghy. You know? Real quick, let's toss it to get a word in from some of our other podcasts here at Grand X Media.
Hi, this is Dave from Touching Base. You know what I love? I love college football, and apparently you do too. Oh, hey, look, there's Will DeFreeze. What's up, Will?
What's up, Dave?
What do you think about college football?
I love college football.
I like it too.
That's Dylan. Dylan obviously likes it because he's hosting this podcast that you're listening to. And we talk about everything, golf, love life, parties, rock and roll, rap. Nothing's off limits.
It's like sex in the form of a podcast.
Yes.
It's true. So listen to us. It's called Touching Base. Again, let us touch your base.
You can find it on iTunes and SoundCloud. Subscribe, listen, party. Enjoy, touch base.
Like you guys.
Hey guys, this is Rob Fox from Total Frat Move, and I'm here to remind you to listen to the Inside TFM podcast. We have new episodes every Thursday. If you want to hear me and the other TFM writers sitting around drinking beers and bullshitting about God knows what, anything from college news to fraternity news to just what's going on in the world, then definitely search TFM on iTunes and give us a listen and subscribe to the Inside TFM podcast.
What's up? This is Dave. I'm joined by Joe and Madison. We are Dudes Doing Business. We are a podcast for anybody who's just starting their career or, you know, climbing their way up the corporate ladder. We'll do guests. We'll do questions. We'll do anything. Hey, listen to Dudes Doing Business, okay?
All right. It's time for the fantastic free money five finger filet is what we're calling it this week.
Exciting.
An exciting new name for an exciting segment. Our celebrity guest picker this week is legendary North Carolina Tar Heel and noted deliverer of the Houston Texans' first ever franchise playoff win, TJ Yates.
Very generous of you. Celebrity guest is very questionable, but I'm just happy to be here.
The Yates of hell.
No, you're easily like one of the top three famous people we've had as a celebrity guest, so you should be proud of that.
Yeah, some of our celebrity guests are people that no one knows at all.
Like Jared.
Even though Klein wasn't on last week, he was just a call-in lock. He's a little more of a celebrity. He's got that Kubiak name.
Well, that reminds me. He submitted another lock of the week. We'll get to that in a little bit, though.
Well, his
lock
was...
of the week last week was horrible.
Yeah, we all messed. We were 0 for, I guess, 6 because of the Wolf pick 2 or something.
We don't have to talk about last week. It didn't go well.
I can't wait to see all these picks. I'm going to fade every single one of you and make a buttload of cash.
That's a smart play right there.
TG, you recently became a father. How's your boy doing?
He's good, man. Little boy named Carter. He's about 4.5 months old right now. And a little backstory. So sitting there, it's like 8 a.m. You know, I've been up for like 3 hours already because the little guy woke up at like 5. We're sitting there on the couch sipping my Dunkin' Donuts. My wife goes, you know, it's about to start getting cold. You should probably go golf. And I was like, what? What did you just say? So immediately, call up a buddy, call the golf course. And I'm broadcasting live from Atlanta National Golf Course in Alpharetta, Georgia.
Must be nice.
So, you know, I'm doing good right now. I'm 1-under through 3, so got to keep it rolling, right?
Don't tell me you're also a good golfer. I hate guys like you.
Yeah, I feel like this is bad juju doing the podcast mid-round, too. If you're in the zone, you might as well just, like...
You can't be good at two sports, TJ. That's just not cool, man. Be good at one, and that's it.
Can you be in the bone zone on the golf course?
I think you can. You can be an underboy on the golf course.
Oh, he's
it's a good
he's
thing
to
be an underboy on the golf course, right?
Exactly.
Well, yeah, that's true.
So you've been kind of getting to take it easy this this NFL season, obviously. What have you been up to aside from procreating another human being?
Besides procreating, not much. You know, just trying to stay in shape and working out as much as I can. And, you know, kind of towards the beginning of the season, I was still rehabbing. I wasn't all the way healed from ACL. So, you know, took some time to get that thing back in shape, but it's good to go and just kind of hanging out and playing golf whenever my wife lets me.
That's good. It's a good life.
Retired life is good, Ross. It's treated me well the last month.
Dan also.
Dan, I don't think it's treated you very well, actually.
Hey, I'm hitting the golf course like once every 2 days. It's not bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good for you too. I haven't played golf in like 6 months. All right, we're going to talk about some football. We got 5 games we're going to pick against the spread. All these lines are from mybookie.ag, current as of the time of this recording, which is 11:36 a.m. Central Time. First game we're going to talk about is number 10 Nebraska against number 6 Ohio State. Ohio State's favored by 17.5. Dylan, who do you like in this game?
That's such a big line for teams ranked 6 and 10. But it's at Ohio State. I'm taking Ohio State because they're just really good. And I don't believe in Nebraska.
I'm taking Nebraska because it's such a huge line.
Yeah, well, that makes a lot of sense.
And I'm just scared of that number.
Okay. Dan?
Yeah, me too. No, I agree with Ross. I'm terrified of 17.5.
That's a fuckload of points.
Ohio State wins by 17.
TJ, what do you think?
Now you guys are scaring me that you all are taking what I was going to take, so I might change it. But Ohio State hasn't been scoring that many points. They haven't been, you know, I'm going to go with Nebraska. I'm going to go with you guys.
Okay. 17.5 is a generous line to me. Next game is number 18, Oklahoma State at Kansas State. Kansas State is favored by 3. It's in
Manhattan.
It's in Manhattan, yeah. So, Dylan, who are you going with in this one?
I am taking Oklahoma State.
Also on Oklahoma State. They've shown flashes.
They're inconsistent. But,
they've shown flashes. I'm betting on a flash.
So this is essentially, Vegas is saying this is a pick 'em because they're saying Kansas State is a 3-point favorite at home.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a fucking coin flip.
I don't know. I believe in Bill Snyder. Give me Kansas State.
TJ, who do
you
like?
For no reason.
Bill Snyder still rocks Nike Cortezes that he has to get specially made, so I'm going with Snyder.
Yeah. And he also eats one meal a day. And it's Taco Bell.
Is that true?
He's been eating Taco Bell for like the last 2 decades. That's what he lives off.
He retired like 15 years ago and came back. Like
The stadium's named after him.
Yeah. I think the only coach is he the only coach who has ever played in a stadium named after himself?
It's the only active coach that ever.
I know he's the only active one, but maybe of all time too. I'm not sure. Anyway.
Wait, I didn't even know that. Stadium is named after
him. He retired, they named the stadium after him, and then he came back, and he's been coaching for like 10 years since he came back. It's crazy.
You should be allowed to coach with no pants on if you're coaching in a stadium that's named after you.
There's no rules. Like, if the stadium's named after you, you can do whatever you want.
Next game's number 1, Bama, against number 13, LSU. Probably the most exciting game of the weekend. I don't think there's any arguing that. LSU is plus 8, and it's in Baton Rouge.
At this point, I just think Bama can choose their score against whoever they play.
They didn't cover last week, though, did they?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. Or they didn't play last week. The week it was before, a bye. Whatever. Yeah, but they covered. They've been covering, like, every week.
I'm taking Bama.
Yeah, I'm taking Bama, too. I'm just, I don't think I'll ever be able to pick against them this season. They're too terrifying.
You give Coach O 2 weeks to prepare for a game. Is that too much time? he's sitting in the film room and he's just overthinking. Like 1 week is good enough for Coach O to like just rally the troops.
I don't know if he's much of a thinker.
If he has 2 weeks, I feel like he overthinks and he like sabotages himself.
So you're picking Bama?
Yeah, I'm going Bama.
TJ, who do you like, Bama LSU?
You know, I'm going to be a bone zone under boy. Definitely taking the under on this game. So I don't think they'll be able to score enough points to cover 8, so I'm going LSU. I hope it's a defensive juggernaut, you know. A couple of years ago, it was like 9-6 or something like that. I'm hoping for another one of those games.
You just made Jared's day, by the way.
Maybe his entire life.
Yeah.
I'm glad he's not in the studio right now, so I don't have to see the happiness across his face.
Agreed.
Well, I think LSU is like number 8 defense in the country, and Bama's number 7, so that equals no points.
With that said, they're probably going to put up like 40 points.
Yeah, now that we've established
that.
Exactly. Fade the shit out of me.
Yeah. Georgia Tech against number 21 North Carolina. North Carolina's favored by 10.5. Dylan?
What I'm not going to do is pander to our guest. Like, I respect Teej, UNC alum. I'm not going to do it, though. I'm taking Georgia Tech. Well, just because he's a guest on the show.
I'm going to pander to our guest.
That's fine.
And take North Carolina.
Dylan, you don't respect my initials, though. You respect a guest, but you don't respect initials.
You know what? My middle name is Joseph, so DJ was always a potential name for me, and I was scared of it. Like, I didn't want people to call me that. So it's always been in the back of my mind.
It's harder when it's DJ because that's just come on.
Because of disc jockey, is that you're saying?
Yes, obviously.
Yeah, there are some DJs out there though.
Hey, DJ.
No. Dustin Johnson.
Yeah,
there you go.
That's true.
But that's his last name. Like, it's not
right.
It's not an initial name. But with this game, 10.5. Does Georgia Tech still run that stupid offense? I haven't watched a Georgia Tech game all year. Do they run the offense that every team in high school runs that wins like two games?
I have no idea.
Yeah, it's like the give me North Carolina. Fuck Georgia Tech.
Dan was not prepared to go on that rant right there.
Whatever you're trying to say sounds fucking awful.
No.
TJ, who do you like in Georgia Tech, North Carolina? I'm gonna guess. Sorry.
It's gonna be kind of hard to go against my boys, so I'm gonna take UNC, even though it's. That offense, you don't give me the offensive possession. So, but I'm going with my boys. Go Heels.
All right. Number 3, Washington against Cal. Cal is plus 16.5. Dylan.
I'm going to say Cal just because that's a big line and they're at home.
It's actually up to 17 now on the bookie that I use. That's a shitload of points.
That's a lot of points at home.
Cal can score.
Is there quarter?
They just can't.
Is there a quarterback healthy? What's his name?
I don't know.
But I think Washington feels disrespected after being left out of the college football playoff over A&M, and I think they just fucking run over Cal and put up like they win by like 40.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
TJ, Washington, Cal. Cal plus 16.5. Who do you like?
I don't remember what week it was, but Cal burned me hard against USC when they had a huge spread. I think the same thing. Oh, they can score a lot of points, blah, blah, blah. So I'm going with UW, and I definitely like them being pissed off that they're left out of the college football playoffs. So UW for sure.
Fair enough. All right, moving on to locks of the week. Dylan, who's your lock of the week?
Like I told you 2 weeks ago, I'm going to ride the Buffs until they give me reason not to. I don't even know what the – I think it's like
13.
10, 13? Okay.
Tonight.
I actually
it's tonight?
Had,
it's tonight. It's minus 13.
That's my lock.
I had the Buffs in a parlay with the Philadelphia Flyers because I am a degenerate. And all I need is Colorado money line tonight, so I'm excited to watch that game. That being said, my lock of the week is Florida minus 4 over Arkansas. Have not gone with Florida at all this year. But I just like that line, and I think Arkansas has kind of fallen apart. Dan, who's your lock of the week?
Give me Washington State.
He's got his phone pulled up just like finding a game to pick right now.
Yeah, it's right off the cuff. Washington State minus 17 over Arizona.
A lot of thought put into that one.
Yeah.
TJ, do you have a lock of the week that you would like to share with the people?
I have actually two because I had a backup. Just in case somebody picked my lock of the week. But my lock of the week is A&M over Mississippi State.
Oh, shit.
What's that line?
It's like 13.5, I think. Mississippi State has only beat, like, Samford and some other joke team. So I'm going to go with A&M rolling hard.
What was your backup?
Houston Baptist getting 22 points at UTEP.
Houston Baptist.
Good.
You know, they're going to be scared shitless going down in there to Juarez, and UTEP is going to take care of business.
Okay, I like that pick. UTEP over Houston Baptist. Excuse me while I put money on that. That's it. Oh, we've also got a pick from fucking Wolf.
I got one from Klein, too. So
he's got OSU minus 17 as one of his. And then he's got Texas Tech over any number versus Texas. So he's staying to take the over, being the opposite of an underboy in the Texas game.
When was the last time he hit one of his locks? It's been a long time.
I don't know if he ever has. What was Kubiak's pick?
Klein's lock, he's going with his Owls. Rice, -3.5. I don't know who they're playing, but that's his pick.
I saw Klein on Twitter last night, was extremely upset about the amount of Cubs bandwagoners that were all speaking out happy for the Chicago fans. He was like,
fuck that.
He was
in the airport or something.
Go
people
Rockies.
Were going wild. Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. TJ, thank you so much for joining us. And being an underboy.
And congrats on becoming a father.
Oh, shit.
We lost him.
Yeah, he's gone.
Damn, well, Micah.
That's all right.
Well, still congrats. I know he's listening.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Like, fuck.
Yeah.
Thanks for being on. You can follow TJ on Twitter at TJ_Yates. I'm sure he's got an Instagram. Google it. It's not hard. We've got a hotline set up now where you can call us at 800-392-6344. During every Monday episode of our show, we get to listen to some of those calls and react to them. It's fun, isn't it, Dan?
I don't know. I haven't been here the last few Mondays, but...
Well, it is fun.
I'm sure it is.
So call us at 800-392-6344, preferably when you are not sober and either elated or extremely depressed.
No, just depressed. I want to hear some Cleveland Indian voicemails.
That would be nice. Yeah. No middle of the road, though. I don't want you, like, either very, very, very happy or very, very, very sad. Like, close to, you know, potentially committing a terrible mistake. Ask us questions. Let all the tension out from your game or whatever. The number is 800-392-6344. That's the backdoor cover hotline. And like I said, we will read listen to the best calls during Monday's episode of the show. Any other notes on the backdoor cover hotline? Reese, call us?
No, nothing.
All right.
I wonder if it's Shelby again. Shelby, call us again, man.
It's been a while, I feel like. She's probably overdosed.
I hope not.
For the 6 days of the week you aren't tailgating, our other sponsor, Rowdy Gentleman at RowdyGentleman.com, has some of the most aggressive, patriotic, and party gear on the planet. If you're an American and you're not afraid to show it, RowdyGentleman.com is the place for you. Hit RowdyGentleman.com now and step up your t-shirt game. They will also have some great sales coming up towards the end of November, so keep an eye out for those. That's pretty much it. We can wrap up.
Let's wrap.
Do we want to wrap it up, though?
We can try to wrap it up.
I always, like, my philosophy is never wrap up and never get tested.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Dan.
Because if you never get tested.
Dan made a condom joke. We went the whole season without a condom joke.
Is Gronk in here right now?
That was a Gronk joke, yeah. Right there. But Dan and Gronk have some similar qualities.
They cut from the same cloth.
Some meatheadish qualities, yeah.
Minus the whole athleticism part.
Hey, there's going to be people on that listen to this podcast that are going to appreciate that joke, and I'm not going to leave them in the dark.
Okay. I mean, I'll let you stand by that statement. I'm just saying I personally, it just wasn't for me.
But about 95% of the podcast.
My 14-year-old cousin's going to love that joke. It's going to kill with him and his
He's
boys.
He's
going
to fucking burst out into tears. Well, thanks for being here with us, Dan.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, Dan. What's your next venture? Like, what are you going to get into next?
I'm actually staying in Austin for the weekend, which is
for
the first time in a month, I'm actually staying in the city I live in.
Wow. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing what business you start next. The kite thing obviously went well for you.
Yeah, quick flip.
It was a quick flip. You know, yeah, I had to get it done. And but then I lost it all because I'm a degenerate gambler, and I just haven't been on.
Remember, now, kids, gambling, you can win or you could lose.
Now a legend of the soup kitchen. What do we say at the beginning of this?
Welfare extraordinaire.
And kite genius of Central Park.
Kite connoisseur.
There you go.
Jack of all trades.
Man, what a talented individual. We have any shouts? Shouts to TJ Yates for joining us on the podcast.
Absolutely.
We'll have him back later on in the season too. I think he was a great guest.
Shouts to J Bone. Like, I'd like to be on the podcast with J Bone. I don't know why we have to. Like,
I don't know why you support J Bone.
Why do we have to pick sides?
I love how polarizing it is.
I'm not picking a side. I'm just not giving J Bone shouts.
But there's an open chair here. I don't know why we can't both be on the podcast at the same time.
Because then we have to listen to him talk.
Yeah, but we feed off each other.
The Bone Zone was like 12 minutes long last segment or less.
We've got a great thing going where Jared ruins the Monday podcast and then the Thursday podcast is good. So let's just keep it that way. Let's not mess with the balance, Dan. Other shouts to the Cubbers for winning the World Series after 108 years.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
No, now, that, I'm really glad the Cubs won. That was very beneficial towards a future job. So
now that I'm saying that out loud, it hurts me a little, and I'm starting to agree with Dylan more and more that I wish the curse was still alive.
See?
And well.
Now it's over.
Like, there's
like,
nothing.
Yeah.
There's nothing out there now. What's the worst curse out there? Have we looked that up?
I just saw a stat that from ESPN that said the current longest winless World Series streak is the Cleveland Indians.
1948.
68 seasons or something like that.
Yeah.
But they just won an NBA championship. Do you think, all right, so if the Cleveland Indians won the World Series, do you think they would have traded an Indians and a Cavaliers championship for a Cleveland Browns Super Bowl?
No.
Why wouldn't you? I think football trumps everything.
Dude, no.
No,
damn. Especially in Cleveland.
You do not trade an NBA championship with the seed of your city.
I don't think
state,
Cleveland
LeBron.
Yeah, but I don't think Cleveland really gives that much of a shit about basketball. They do because of LeBron now.
What are you talking about?
No. I think the Browns are like king in Cleveland still. Even though they're going to go 0-16, I think they're still like the dog pound. Man.
This is kind of surprising. The longest championship drought now is the Arizona Cardinals.
How many seasons?
Did they win last in
why
like
you gotta ask questions?
LA or St. Louis?
It is 1947 was the last one.
Okay, so yeah, the Cleveland Indians are one year behind.
Yeah.
All the time.
Cleveland's after that. Sacramento Kings, they're never going to win a championship.
No.
Detroit Lions, never going to happen. The Atlanta Hawks. Yeah, I don't know. Google it if you want to read the rest of them. This is getting boring. subscribe on iTunes. Rate. Give us a 5-star rating. Leave us a review. Check out our other podcasts at the Grand X Media Network. Follow us on Twitter at Backdoor Cover. And again, check out the Pick'em Pool that is pinned to the top of that. And hit us on Instagram at TFM Tailgate. Send us pictures and videos from your tailgate this weekend. Anything else, Blizz?
I got nothing.
Skill Buffs.
Skill Buffs. Also, check out mybookie.ag and get that bonus using the promo code BACKDOOR, that's one word, to activate the offer. Visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. Expert or rookie, you got to check out mybookie. Sign up today. We are Dunsky. Bump the theme song.
Love you.
Peace.
Love you.